welcome to the In Touch podcast with Charles Stanley for Friday, August 16th. Sometimes pain can make you feel like God is far away. Today's podcast teaches you how to keep your eyes on God's goodness as you walk through life's valley experiences.
One of the most often quoted passages of Scripture in the Bible is one that all of us probably have known a long, long time. I learned it when I was a kid in school. My regular school teacher taught me to be able to memorize this scripture when I was in about the second or third grade. Don't you wish school teachers would do that today? But I want you to think about it, because you quote this verse when you are in want, "I shall not want." When you're afraid, "I will fear no evil." When you're tired and weary, resting in the gardens or whatever it might be, whatever the issue is, somehow that passage of Scripture just seems to include it all. It's also quoted oftentimes by the bedside of somebody who's dying. Also, before a bereaved family at the graveside, and many times on a battlefield in the midst of fire. There's something about this passage of Scripture that just applies to every situation and circumstance, and when I think about it, I think about it in this light. God has given us something to remind us in a very few verses how awesome His love is for us, His desire to protect us and watch over us and care for us. So I want you to turn to the 23rd Psalm. And let's read this psalm. And what I want us to look at primarily is verse number 4. While we talk about all of it, it's this fourth verse I want us to look at, because I want to talk about the believer's valley experience, the times you and I go through those valleys in our life. And so he begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil." And this is where I always want to go back to the King James Version, because somehow when you say, "I fear no evil for you with me," there's something about saying, "I fear no evil for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So what is the believer's valley experience? It is an experience that all of us experience many times in our life. And remember this, you can't have mountains without valleys. So if you have mountains, you've got valleys. And if there is a valley experience, there is a mountain peak experience. Most people don't know how to operate in the valley, or they don't understand why God allows valley experiences in our life. And so I want us to look at this passage in the light of that. Times when you and I go through difficulty and hardship and pain and suffering, things we don't understand sometimes, things oftentimes we do understand but don't know why God would allow it to happen in our life. And so once I begin to understand what God is up to, my attitude can change. Where there's hopelessness, there can be hope and confidence and assurance that I'm not going to be in this valley forever. Now, if you'll think about it for just a moment, if the valley experience is that time in your life when you're hurting, when you're suffering, when there's pain, there's heartache, there's loss, there's separation, there's loneliness, then how do you deal with that? And that's what I want us to talk about in this passage of Scripture. And I want us to think, first of all, the fact that these experiences are inevitable in everybody's life. There's no such thing as living on the mountain peak all the time, where there's success and happiness and joy and prosperity, all the rest. There are those times when we find ourselves in the valley, those places of difficulty and hardship. And notice the contrast here. He says, he speaks of green pastures, still waters, the valley of the shadow of death, righteous paths. So we're talking about those periods of time. They can be short, they can be long, but times when we are suffering, when we are hurting, understood or misunderstood, the pain is still there. And so when I think about that, and I think about how people get into these valleys, well, surprisingly, sometimes the Good Shepherd leads us there. Notice he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me." Listen, he guides me. He leads me. And so that being the case, sometimes the Good Shepherd leads us into those valley experiences where we hurt, where there's pain, where there's suffering. You say, "No, wait a minute. If he's a good shepherd," and that's what Jesus said about himself. He said he's the good shepherd. In the 10th chapter of John, he talks about being a shepherd who secures us. And he said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can pluck them out of my Father's hand." So here is the good shepherd, and that's all it sounds like, love and kindness and peace and joy and so forth. But that's not the only place the shepherd leads us. He sees us here, and he's not satisfied us being here. And so what does he do? He takes us in the valley to get us ready for the next mountain peak. Into the valley to get us ready for the next mountain peak. And oftentimes we lose it because we don't respond correctly when we get in the valley. We don't understand what's going on. But what I want you to see is this. Every time we go through some difficulty, hardship, pain, or suffering in our life, doesn't mean it's all the devil. Because God has a higher purpose in our mind than simply just to keep us happy. So what I want you to see is that sometime we're in the valley, not because of something we've done or something somebody else has done, but simply because the Father, the shepherd, has something good in mind for us. Now, there are other reasons. For example, you can wander away. Remember, he said, he is the good shepherd. That puts us in the category of being a sheep. Now, sheep, by their very nature, wander. And you recall in that very familiar passage in Luke chapter 15 of the parables, and the first one deals with the lost sheep. And Jesus said, the good shepherd will leave all 99 over here, and he'll go seeking after the one lost sheep. And the truth is that our Heavenly Father cares enough about all of us. He sent his only begotten Son into the world, the Good Shepherd, to save us, to bring us unto himself, and to keep us. But sometimes we wander. A person can wander from the Lord for different reasons. Anytime you and I take a step away from him, we are wandering and we are heading for the valley. We are heading for it because we choose somehow in our thinking, in our viewpoint of things, there's something better over here away from the Lord than there is with him. And that's our erroneous thinking, our poor vision, the deception of the devil that would say to you, "Oh, the good shepherd has this, but there's something more exciting, more alluring, more satisfying over here." It's the devil's lie. And yet, that's exactly why some people find themselves in the valley. They don't like what they find there. At first, they may like it, but they realize all of a sudden something's not right, because valley living is not the plan of God for his children. It's the plan of the devil for his followers, but it's not the plan of God for his children. He has the best for us, all of us, and I'm grateful that he talked about being the good shepherd. He has predestined every single one of us to go through valleys, but not to hang around there. And you notice he said, even though I walk through the valley, not walk around in it, even though I walk through the valley, it's not a destination. It is a passageway. And remember this again, no matter what's going on this mountain peak here, if God leads you into this valley, he has something better and higher and nobler for your life than floundering around in the valley. So there are reasons that we find ourselves there. And I love what he says when he says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Now, I've been through some valleys that I wanted to run and not walk. I wanted to get out as fast as I possibly could. And I think that's just natural and normal, that when we get in things where there's pain and hurt and sorrow and loss or whatever it might be, we want to get out of it as fast as possible. So we'd like to pray. We want God to answer our prayer yesterday, get us out of this. And if you'll get me out of this, God, here's what I'll do. And somehow he doesn't seem to answer that. And so the valley experience is just that. It is an experience allowed by God, and it is an experience that God may guide us into and through, but never to flounder around inside of it. So as I think about valley experiences in my own life, some have been short, some of them have been long, but I can say for sure that each time God always had something better in mind. Now listen, every time you get in the valley doesn't mean that you're being punished. It doesn't mean that you're being disciplined. Because there are times when God has something in mind for us. We can't see it over here. We can't hear him at that point. And he has to bring us to a point where we begin to listen, where he clears our vision so we can begin to see. And I think many times God has something better for us that because we're sort of satisfied over here, we'll never enjoy it because we're just too satisfied where we are. And so what he does is he says, all right, I'm going to clear your vision. I'm going to remove everything that's hindering you from seeing and hearing what I want you to see and to hear. So when we think about these valleys, we think about them as those periods of time in our life, these painful periods of time, difficult periods of time that we either choose to wander into or our Heavenly Father himself will lead us to. And so when I think about that, I think also about these periods. Sometimes they're long, sometimes they're short. Usually when we're in one of these valleys, to us it's very long. And the length oftentimes by our determination depends upon how painful it is. We think it's very painful. It's very long. When in time it may not be all that long, but the pain intensifies it. Likewise, it may be because of why we're there, for example. And it throws us off balance. That is, going through suffering throws us off balance, whether it's loss of somebody we love, or whether it's loneliness, or whether it's the loss of something we cherish, or whether it's a loss of a position. In other words, something you've worked for, something you've dreamed about, something you've really put your heart into, and all of a sudden, you lose it. So what is your response? And many times people will say, I don't know why God did this to me. And it's not so much that he did it to you, because if you'll notice as we go along, it's something he does for us. Sometimes it hurts very deeply. It can fill you with alarm oftentimes if it's sudden. But there are valleys that all of us face in life. Now, but what about the depth of it? How deep into this valley? And that depends upon why God is leading us there. Because one thing he certainly wants to clear up, he wants to clear up our thinking so we begin to think the way he thinks. He wants us to see things from the way he sees them. And oftentimes when everything is going our way, we can't see it. We can't hear him for being so satisfied where we are. And so the depth of the valley will determine what God is able to accomplish in our life. So think for just a moment. What is the deepest valley you have ever walked through? I mean, where you had the most pain, well, you suffered the most, where you had the most misunderstanding, you found yourself caught, trapped, no way out. It just looked like it was one long, endless valley for you. Do you remember when that was? What was going on in your life at that time? What did you do to try to get out? Now, he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We're going through valleys. We're going to suffer. We're going to hurt. I remember when my mother passed away, I thought that was the deepest valley I'd ever experienced. Only a few months later to experience one far deeper to me than that. Now watch this. You and I cannot determine how deep somebody else's valley is because we don't know where they're coming from in life necessarily. And so when other people are suffering and hurting about things in their life and they tell us what it is, we may think, oh, well, that's nothing. Let me tell you what I've been through. I've learned a long time ago when somebody tells me what they're hurting about, the thing you don't want to say is, well, let me tell you about mine. They're not interested in yours at that point. It's a time to listen and not to compare valleys. We don't know how someone else is hurting. We don't know how deep their hurt is. We don't know how deep the pain is. We don't know how deeply this has gouged into their very personhood, their very being. When a husband or a wife walks away from one another, no warning. And listen, it isn't like some pain that comes on gradually. It's pain that shatters a person's emotions. And all of a sudden, they got dumped into the valley. They didn't choose to be there. It was something someone else did to them. Was it the will of the Father, the Good Shepherd? No. Did he allow it to happen? Yes. How's he going to respond in this? Remember this. On the bottom of the valley, top of the mountain, he's still the same good shepherd. Nothing changes who he is or his relationship to us. Now, how we respond can make a difference, and we'll come to that. But what I want you to see is this, that these valley experiences in our life, the length, the depth, he determines that. And more than likely, the depth of it depends upon how we respond. That is, if a little bit of pain and a little bit of suffering can open my eyes and help me to see and help me to hear, that's all it'll take. But if I'm stubborn and self-willed and don't understand and respond the wrong way, then the depth of that valley and the length of that valley can increase and increase and increase. So when a person gets in a tough situation and they're complaining and moaning and groaning and blaming God, I know what's going to happen. All they're doing is lengthening their trip, lengthening their voyage through the valley. Does that mean that if you repent and get straightened out right quick, that you're going to be up on the mountaintop next? No. God knows our thoughts. He knows our ways. He knows our habits. And he knows we can be very deceived and we can be very deceptive. It's the length and the depth that God is moving and molding and making something of us that oftentimes we're not even aware of what he's doing. Most of the time when people in the valley, they don't even consider God. They look around to see, why has this happened to me? And oftentimes it may be something that they did, or it may be something somebody else did, or it may be something that God is engineering, but always for their good. Now, remember this, he's not interested in ease, comfort, and pleasure. He can provide that. What he's interested in is relationship, intimacy. What will it take to get me into an intimate relationship with him? What will it take to get my eyes open? What will it take for him to change and remove my love of things to my relationship to him? What will it take? Whatever it takes, he's there, and he is at work in our life for something good. So our valleys are under the watch care of the shepherd, and because I know that's true, I can at least have some sense of confidence. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, in the Hebrew world, when they talked about God, they thought of God as being their God, the nation of Israel. But David brought it down to where you and I live. The Lord is my shepherd. I know he's every believer's shepherd, but when I'm in the valley, I want to know he's my shepherd. He's my shepherd on the mountaintop. He's my shepherd in the valley. Listen, once you trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you always have the good shepherd because he doesn't change. And you see, here's what happens. When you trusted Christ as your Savior, he came, he says, I'm abiding in you, living in you. You and I have the good shepherd living within us, guiding us, directing us, helping us, comforting us, strengthening us, protecting us. We have him. So it doesn't make any difference whether I'm on the mountain peak or in the valley. The good shepherd is always the same, and he's always there.
Thank you for listening to The Valley Experiences in Our Life. If you'd like to know more about Charles Stanley or In Touch Ministries, stop by intouch.org. This podcast is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.